Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive.
I'm excited to be here.
Today we're going to be looking at something that is so small, but can be a big deal when you are trying to learn English.
Okay.
We're talking about articles.
Articles, right.
Articles, those little words like and the.
Yeah.
And we are going to be looking at how these work in English, why they can be so tricky, especially if you are a Portuguese speaker. And to spice things up, we're going to be using lots of examples from pop culture.
Sounds fun.
So music books.
Yeah.
Maybe even a little celebrity gossip.
Ooh. I like where this is going.
So to get started, maybe you could tell us, what is it about articles that makes them so interesting and maybe even a little bit tricky?
Well, they seem simple, right? But they actually show us some really big differences in how English and Portuguese think about the world. It's kind of like a puzzle that we're going to solve together today.
I like puzzles. Let's get puzzling.
Awesome.
So for Portuguese speakers, what are some of the biggest, stumbling blocks when it comes to these little articles in English?
One of the biggest things is how English uses or doesn't use articles with plural nouns.
Plural nouns, that's right.
So in Portuguese, you would often use an article, but in English, we just get rid of it.
So instead of saying the cats are playful, we would just say cats are playful.
Yeah, exactly.
No, the.
Exactly.
Got it.
And that small change actually changes the meaning.
Oh, okay.
We go from talking about specific cats to talking about all cats.
I see.
It's a small difference, but important.
Yeah, that makes sense. So what's the real world example of this?
Let's talk about restaurants. To say that restaurants are really busy on weekends, you would say in English, restaurants are usually crowded on Saturday nights.
Oh, okay.
No, before restaurants.
Got it. It's like you're talking about the idea of restaurants.
Yes.
Not any particular ones.
You got it.
Oh, speaking of crowded restaurants, though, this reminds me of one time I saw, what's his name? That really famous actor at this really tiny ramen place.
Ooh, tell me more.
Downtown.
Oh, yeah.
And the line was out the door. I mean, I could barely squeeze in.
Wow.
And there he was, just slipping noodles like a regular person.
So that's awesome. That's a great example of how we use those plural nouns without articles to talk about those general experiences.
Yeah.
And you know what else is a great example of this?
What?
Music.
Okay, love it.
Cyndi Lauper.
Yes.
Girls just want to have fun.
Classic.
It's a classic case of no articles. So remember that chorus.
Girls just want to have fun.
You know it.
I love that song.
Sing it with me. Girls just want to have fun.
Girls just want to have few.
There we go.
That was terrible, but I tried.
It was good.
Do you notice how there is no za before girls?
That's right.
Yeah.
So that makes it about all girls.
Yeah.
Not just a specific group of girls.
I see. So it's like universal.
Universal, exactly. It's an anthem for all the girls out there.
I never thought about it like that. That is so cool.
Right.
Okay, so plural nouns, that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
What other situations do we just skip the articles in English?
Let's think about proper nouns.
Okay.
So you wouldn't say the Mr. Darcy when talking about the heartthrob from Pride and Prejudice.
No, you're right. It's just Mr. Darcy.
Mr. Darcy.
Especially when he is being all broody and intense.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of which, do you have a favorite Mr. Darcy line?
Oh, there's so many.
I know, right?
But there's this one. My courage always rises at every attempt to intimidate me.
Ooh.
Such a classic Mr. Darcy line.
Ooh, I can just hear him saying it.
Right.
Okay, so just like with names, we also skip articles when we're talking about most cities, countries, and continents.
Right? You got it.
Okay.
You wouldn't say the Paris or the Brazil, would
no,
you?
No, it's just Paris or Brazil.
Exactly.
Paris is beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Brazil is known for its amazing food.
Yes.
Things like that.
Exactly.
Though I do have to say my trip to Paris was a little less beautiful and a lot more chaotic.
Oh, no. What happened?
Let's just say my French did not impress the locals.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah. But, you know, it's all part of the fun, right?
Exactly. It's all part of the adventure.
Okay, so we've covered names, places.
Yep.
What other things does English like to leave article free?
Well, a lot of things, actually. So English also tends to drop articles for things like languages.
Okay.
Subjects.
Uh-huh.
Days, months, holidays.
Okay.
Meals.
Yes.
Abstract nouns, even possessive pronouns.
Well, okay, that's a lot.
So think about it. You say Spanish.
Yeah.
Not the Spanish.
Right.
You say math.
Not the math.
Exactly. And Christmas. Not the Christmas.
Wait, so I can finally blame all my problems on just math and not the math.
You got it. It's officially allowed.
That makes me feel a lot better about my high school years.
I bet. And you wouldn't say the breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Well, yeah.
You just say breakfast is the most important meal.
Okay, I see. So it's about keeping those things general.
Exactly. General. Exactly. Yeah. And it's the same for things like freedom and love. Those big ideas.
Oh, yeah.
They don't need articles.
This makes me think of that John Lennon quote, love is all you need.
Yes.
Simple, powerful, article free.
I love it. And speaking of simple and powerful.
Yes.
Idioms.
Idioms, right.
Those quirky little expressions that we use in English.
Okay.
Like piece of cake or time flies. Those also don't use article.
Oh, piece of cake. Yeah. I wish life was always a piece of cake. Although sometimes I do think things are going to be a piece of cake and then it turns out to be like a whole baking disaster.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
But that's what makes language so fun, right? It's always full of these little twists and turns.
Exactly. That's what keeps us on our toes.
Okay, so we have been focusing so far on when English doesn't use articles. But what about the?
Yeah.
When do we use that?
Well, that's a great question, and that's what we are going to cover next. So the is what we call the definite article, and it's all about being specific. So in part two, we're going to be unraveling all the mysteries of the and how it's used differently from Portuguese.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm ready.
Me too. Welcome back. So we've talked about when English likes to ditch the articles.
Yeah.
But now let's talk about the.
Okay, I'm ready for the. It's such a little word, but it feels so important.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It really is. So remember, the Ani tells us that we're talking about something specific.
Yeah.
Something that we've already talked about or something that is clear from the context.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a spotlight shining on a particular noun.
Okay, so like pass me the remote. Means we're talking about the specific remote in the room.
Exactly.
Not just any remote.
Exactly. You got it.
Okay.
And Portuguese also uses definite articles.
Right.
But there are some tricky differences between how English and Portuguese use the.
Well, I'm curious.
That can trip up learners.
Can you give me an example?
Let's talk about collective nouns.
Collective nouns.
So these are words that refer to a group of people.
Oh, okay.
Like the rich or the poor.
Oh,
but
yeah.
In English, we often use the before these nouns to talk about the group as a whole.
So like instead of saying rich people, we would say the rich.
Exactly.
Does that change the meaning?
It does just a little bit. It gives us a little more focus.
Okay.
So the rich implies more of a unified group, almost like a social class.
Okay.
Whereas rich people is more general.
I see.
So you might see this in the news.
Oh, okay.
Or social commentary.
Yeah.
For example, the rich are getting richer.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Paints a different picture than rich people are getting richer.
Yes, it feels more powerful.
Exactly. It feels like a whole group.
Right. It's like their collective experience.
Precisely. Now let's think about geographical features.
Okay.
English has some specific rules.
Oh, great. More rules.
I know. But these are fun rules.
Okay.
About using the with places.
Uh-huh.
So rivers, seas, oceans, mountain ranges, and deserts often get the.
So we'd say the Amazon River.
Yes.
The Pacific Ocean.
Uh-huh.
The Andes Mountains and the Sahara Desert.
You got it.
Okay.
It's like these places are so iconic.
Yeah.
They're so grand that they deserve a the.
Right.
But remember, cities and countries usually don't get the.
Right, like we talked about before. Paris, not the Paris. Brazil, not the Brazil.
Exactly. But of course, English has exceptions.
Oh, of course.
We do use the with countries that have plural names.
Okay.
Or include words like republic or kingdom.
Ah, that's why it's the United States.
Yes.
The Philippines and the United Kingdom.
You got it. You're a natural. And you know, this actually brings up a really good point.
What's that?
Language changes over time.
Oh, yeah. It's always changing.
So sometimes these rules, they shift, and there can even be differences between how people speak in different places.
Like American English versus British English.
Exactly. So don't worry too much about memorizing all the rules perfectly.
Okay. That makes me feel better.
Just try to listen to a lot of English.
Yeah.
Pay attention to how native speakers are using the.
Yeah, that's good advice.
And you'll get it.
Awesome.
Speaking of listening to English, I bet you have a pop culture example for us.
You know I do. Do you know the Beatles?
Of course. Everyone knows the Beatles.
They have that song, what is it called? Back in the USSR.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Remember that line? Let me see if I can sing it. Flew in from Miami Beach. BOAC. Didn't get to bed last night. Back in the USSR.
Back in the USSR. You got it. They use the because it's short for the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
Ah, that makes sense.
Right. And it sounds so grand.
Yeah.
Almost like a title.
It's amazing how these little words can change so much.
It really is. Okay. Are you ready for some more the mysteries?
Hit me with it.
Let's talk about superlative adjectives.
Superlative adjectives.
You know, words like best,
okay.
Worst, tallest, most beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know those.
So we use these to compare things.
Right.
And to pick out the one that's the most, well, anything.
So like when you're trying to choose the best pizza topping.
Exactly.
Or arguing about who's the tallest person in your friend group.
Yes. And when we use these superlatives,
uh-huh.
We almost always use the with them.
Okay.
To emphasize that we're talking about the one and only thing that has that top spot.
So it's not just tallest mountain in the world.
Right.
It's the tallest mountain in the world, which, of course, is Mount Everest.
Exactly. The is highlighting that Mount Everest is in a category all by itself.
Right. Nothing else can compare.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's the same logic with ordinal numbers.
Ordinal numbers? What are those?
You know, like first, second, third.
Oh, those. Okay.
So when we use these words to be specific about which item
uh-huh.
or event we're talking about, we typically use the...
So, like, the first time I saw the ocean.
Exactly.
Or the second slice of cake always tastes better.
Ooh, yes. I agree with that one.
Right. It's a scientific fact.
It is. You know, you're really starting to see the pattern here.
Yeah, I think I'm getting it.
The Taney is all about being specific.
Yeah.
Whether it's a place, a superlative.
Right.
Or a number in a sequence.
I like to think of it like a GPS for language.
Oh, I love that.
It's guiding us to exactly what we're talking about.
That's a great way to think about it. The Haiti helps us navigate this world of nouns with precision and clarity, but hold on tight.
Oh.
Our exploration of the they isn't over yet.
Okay.
In part three, we're going to be uncovering even more fascinating cases where they is king.
Okay.
And trust me, there are a few surprises in store.
We are back, and my brain is officially full of they.
I know, right? It's amazing how such a tiny word can be so complex.
It really is. But just when I thought we had covered it all, you said English had some more tricks up its sleeve.
Oh, you better believe it. English always has more tricks.
Okay, so what else is there?
Let's talk about musical instruments.
Okay.
In English, we usually use the when we talk about playing an instrument.
So, like, instead of I play piano, it would be I play the piano.
Exactly.
What's the difference?
It's subtle, but it makes it clear that you're talking about playing a specific piano.
Oh, I see.
Rather than just the general idea of pianos.
I never noticed that before. It's like you're thinking about actually touching the instrument.
Exactly. You're acknowledging that physical instrument.
Okay, that makes sense. Do you have an example for this?
How about we go back to Queen?
Yes.
That iconic band.
Love them.
And their rock opera, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, Bohemian Rhapsody. I know this one.
Remember that incredible guitar solo?
Oh, yeah.
Right before the operatic section?
Oh.
Well, in that part, Brian May is playing the guitar.
Not just any guitar.
Exactly. It's his famous Red Special.
I see.
The one he built himself.
Wow. That is really cool.
It is. It adds a whole new layer to that iconic solo.
Yeah, you're right. You're making me see music in a whole new light.
That's what I like to hear.
Okay, so, wow, this deep dive has been amazing. I feel like I have learned so much about the...
Me too. It's been fun exploring all these little nuances.
Yeah, and it's amazing how these little words can have such a big impact on what we're trying to say.
It really is. They're like the secret ingredients that make English so interesting.
Okay, so before we wrap up, are there any other the mysteries that we should talk about?
Ooh, I have one last one for you.
I'm ready.
So we use the before some common nouns to talk about things that are unique to everyone on Earth.
That sounds deep. Can you give me an example?
Think about phrases like the sun.
Oh, okay.
The moon, the sky, the earth.
Yeah.
Or even the future.
I see. There's only one of each of these, right?
Exactly. We're talking about huge concepts that are universal to everyone.
So we use the to kind of connect us to these big ideas.
Precisely. It's a subtle but powerful way to show how we're all connected.
Wow. That's a great way to end this deep dive.
I agree.
I feel like I have unlocked a whole new level of understanding about English.
That's what it's all about.
A huge thank you for being such an amazing guide through this crazy world of...
It was my pleasure.
And to everyone listening out there...
Yes.
Keep your ears open for articles.
Uh-huh.
Keep your brains engaged.
Yes.
And keep on learning. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
This podcast was created by Academia BSB's team to help students out with remembering, retaining, retrieving, mirroring, practicing, and building up their own communication style. Visit academiabsb.com.br/class-control and navigate to your student page to find detailed information about this episode's related digital class notes, grammar PDFs, online quizzes, production credits, and metadata. Original podcasts and videos productions are part of our ongoing mission to make language learning accessible and engaging for every student. Thus, on a daily basis, we craft unique content to enrich our students' learning experience. Visit our online platform and stay connected with your progress. Academia BSB. It's not only about the language, it's about communication.